So this is a very exciting topic because it hasn't happened in a very long time, where every year that Erev Pesach will fall out on Shabbos, which is a whole din about Erev Pesach and Shabbos, not going into that, that's not our subject. The same thing is Tes Vav Adar, is that Purim in a walled city like Yerushalayim will fall out on Shabbos as well. So there are a lot of very fascinating dinim that come up. Basically, every single aspect of the mitzvahs that we do, there's what to talk about. So I figured we'll divide it into, I started, today's shiur will really only be part one, part two, or maybe Thursday, whatever it will be. But part one will be discussing the Megillah, the nature of the Megillah this year, what do we do, and how is it read. And also Matanos Levyonim, because we're going to see those two things are grouped together. And then the next year we'll discuss what do you do on Shabbos itself. What do you do on Shabbos? With the halachas of Shabbos is very fascinating. And then even Sunday, we're going to see other halachas that apply. And this is what the topic has become called, Purim Meshulash. I'm not sure the first sefer to write that as the topic, but it's called Purim Meshulash as it is in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh this year, because the dinim are divided into 3 days. Yudalit falls out on Friday, so we're going to have certain halachas that apply on Yudalit. We're going to have other halachas that apply on Shabbos, and other halachas that even apply on Sunday. So it's a fascinating topic. Doesn't happen so often, but when it does, it's very important to know what to do and how to do it. So that's what we're going to start off with this year. So it's a fascinating topic. I had a lot of hana. I did something I did not know much about before. And there's a lot to talk about over here. There's a lot of lamdas and a lot of nice inyanim. So let's start with this. So Gemara tells us, so firstly, when are we reading Megillah? When can you read the Megillah? And when do you read the Megillah this year? So we know the very first Mishnah, famous. You guys did Megillah last year, so you know this pretty well. Megillah nikris ba'achadasar b'shneimasar b'shloshasar ba'abasar b'chamishasar. The Megillah could be read on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of Adar. Those are the days you're allowed to learn them. Lo pachos v'lo yoser, you're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to say it less than that, and not more than that. So what are the different halachas? We have krachen and mukafen, chom and mamos Yeshua ben Nun. If you have a city which is walled from the times of Yehoshua, then you could read it on the, then you read it in Akkod. You have to read it on the 15th. So that's what you have in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is like that as well. So we learn out that Yerushalayim should be said like at the times Yehoshua ben Nun, and you read it at that point. Kfarim v'ayaros, gedolos gomer basar, and this is the regular cities, the big cities, they read on the 14th. Now the Gemara over there on Daf Beis asks, kulo anchik nesas gedola tikun. So all these days are from Anshik Nesas HaGadola. Anshik Nesas HaGadola had Nevim in them. That's Mordechai was on Anshik Nesas HaGadola. They were Masakin the Yom Tov of Purim. So the Gemara asks, hey Chermiza, where do we see in the Megillah itself that there is a remez, that there is a hint towards having more than just the 2 days of the 14th and the 15th? So the Gemara says, Amar Avshen Bar Avram Yochanan Amar Kra. We say the pasuk says, Lekayim Esimei, there's a type over there, Lekayim, Asimei haPurim haEle bizmanehem. You should be mekayim the days of Purim bizmanehem on their appointed times. Bizmanehem is a plural, so therefore, zmanim har betikulim. Gemara learns out that it's the plural to teach you that you learn out many days, not just 2 days, but you learn out many days. The Gemara asks, how do you know? Maybe plural could just mean the minimum of rabim is two. Maybe it just means a dalit as well. The Gemara is a whole shock of a tire. I'm not going to get into that, but the Gemara learns out from there that we have multiple days which you could read the Megillah, and that is included in that is the 14th, the 15th, and then also the 13th, 12th, and 11th. So the Gemara asks, once we're learning out three more days, ema shitzar abishar. So once you're including days, we know that there's more than just the 14th and the 15th, so why can't I include the 16th and the 17th? Why can't I include that in my Megillah reading? So says the Gemara, v'lo yavork sevichinat. The Klayim is Me'a Purim, and then the Pasuk says, V'lo Yavor, do not go past that time. So the Megillah itself is telling you you're not supposed to read the Megillah after the 15th. So what we have just learned from now is that one of the possibilities we can cross out, that basically every one of the Dalav Mitzvahs has different shitas about it, exactly what to do, when to do it. But this we can cross out. This I don't think anyone is going to be against the Beferish or Gemara. And that the 16th is out. We cannot read Megillah on Sunday this year. So that's out. So why? Can we read it on Shabbos? Maybe we can read it on Shabbos. Anyone know a source? Maybe not to read it on Shabbos.
Hey, David.
Very good, very good. So the Gemara over there, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara says, Dekule al meals b'Shabbos look green all the time. Everyone agrees you don't read Megillah on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, my time up. Why not? Why can't you read the Megillah on Shabbos this year? So the Gemara says, Amar Abba, Hakol chayv in b'kriyas ha-Megillah. Everyone is chayv to read the Megillah. Everyone has a chiyuv to read the Megillah, ve'ein hakol b'kiyin b'mikra Megillah, but not everybody knows how to read it. As we look, how many balkoras are there? Not so many people know the trup and the proper nekudos, how to read the Megillah. So we have a very good balkor over here. So, but who? And not everybody knows it. So, you know, we have one in the whole room. So v'gzera shamigid lana biyado v'yalech etzal baki liomod. So we have a gzera that maybe you're going to come take the Megillah and bring it and carry it to a person who's a Rav, someone who knows the Truf and knows the Laning and knows the Nekudos and can tell you how to read it. You're going to come to carry it for Amos in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. Before I move on to the Gemara, does anyone know what other halachas apply to that as well? Shkoyach, Shofar. The high new time of the Shofar, the Gemara says. Shofar, this year, we had it this year also. We had all the lachas of Shabbos for this year. We had the lachas of Shabbos, we had Rosh Hashanah, and we also missed out on the mitzvah of Lulav, very good. And Haina Tama, that's what the Gemara says also. Haina Tama de Lulav. Lulav we also don't do because we're afraid you're not going to want to shake it. You bring it to outside Rosh Hashanah Rabbit.
We heard Shofar on Shabbos.
Yeah. There was a guy blowing Shofar in Yerushalayim in here.
Yeah, it was a cool celebrity.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's a whole shaila in the Akhurna. It's a fascinating deal. And if someone is blowing, are the Rabbanan oker his mitzvah d'oraisa or not? Do they have the koach to be oker the mitzvah? That's a whole lamdas. I give a whole shir on that. That's a fascinating. Well, Mamash, a guy blew by the koisel this year. He blew shofar. I wonder if you're supposed to have in mind to listen. Shazar Devonsov. What he would tell you to do. If you're already on the porch anyway, should you have in mind that with his blowing, he's doing the wrong thing? Wow, that's fascinating. Anyway, so that's a. What? Yeah, that's a pasuk. It's more. You're violating zera d'rabbanan. So they yes, but the rabbanan can be created mitzvah b'aveira. Mitzvah b'aveira is the raisa by stealing. Here is a rabbanan told you not to do it. So when I violate the kana d'rabbanan, am I kind the mitzvah d'raisa while also violating the kana d'rabbanan? Or is it like you're saying mitzvah b'aveira? It's all the whole silas, all lamdas. There are a lot of other cases like that as well. Other rayas, but sitting in the sukkah. Okay, not for us. But that is a fascinating question. That's a fascinating har that you made that someone actually blew shofar this year. I didn't know that. Okay, so either way. That is why we don't do it. Rav Nemitz also just points out, on a year where this happens, a person should be extra careful on Hilchos Shabbos. Because in Shemayim, after 120, they're going to do, what do you do on this year? What do you do this year? Tavshin, what year are we in Hebrew? Tavshin? Pay. Pay Al. Whatever. Okay, whatever. I'm really bad at the Hebrew. So what do you do this year? Tavshin Pay Al. What do you do? Did you blow shofar? You're going to say, on Shabbos? I said, no, I didn't blow shofar. It was a Gzera Darbanan. It's a Gzera Darbanan. What about Mukta? Did you follow halachas of Mukta? Did you follow all my other halachas of Shehiya? All the Dirb Darbanan cooking and all the other halachas of Hilchos Shabbos that you have Darbanan? Were you Makai any of those the rest of the year? So now it says this person should be extra makbid on the years of the years like this year where you don't blow shofar on Shabbos because after Shemayim they're gonna get right out, check it off as if we did it only if we actually keep Shabbos properly. It's an interesting hara from Nevensal. Another, this one's a bomb hara from the Nevensal. He quotes in the Mishnah Berurah on the Simon over here about not doing it on Shabbos. He quotes the Maril Diskin, who's a big posek in Yerushalayim. Maril Diskin says, what happens if you have a bar mitzvah boy who's bar mitzvah on Tezvav Adar this year? He's bar mitzvah on Shabbos. So he wasn't yotzei only chinuch. He wasn't yotzei the real divrei. He wasn't yotzei the mitzvah of Megillah when he was under katan. Now he's bar mitzvah. He's a gadol. But what can he do? Says the Maral Diskin, this one, that the rabbanan were not gozer in such a case on a bar mitzvah boy, and he can and should read the whole Megillah to himself on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Chazal never made a gzera by the boy himself. It turns 13. Bismano. On the day of Shabbos, and he should read Megillah to himself in a room, whatever, and he should read the Megillah. So that's how Maril Diskin wanted to pass it. What?
So just because he would have been
yotzei
if they would read on Shabbos here,
right? But and in such a case, his kavana is that Chazal were not gozer. Good question. But his kavana is that Chazal were not gozer in such a case that a person has that you were afraid because it's so we make a gzera for Rabbi, we make a gzera for many people. We make a gzera for many, many people. So here, over here, it's not common. It's loshchiach. So we don't make a gzera on loshchiach. I hear you saying. You're saying any person who's, let's say, a guy is traveling. Well, he's traveling and he's not in the walled city. But in a chadabi, if you're sick, whatever. I hear you, Ara. But it should be something else. What? No, because we're saying only someone who didn't have the opportunity to read it on a Friday. You're saying, what does that have to do with it?
Saying, what's the difference between a mitzvah or didn't have it in Chiv yesterday?
Or a guy just missed it, you're saying.
What?
Let's say a guy missed it. Let's say a guy just didn't hear the decree on Friday.
Sure.
So maybe that's also a little shchiach, and then the guy should be able to read on Shabbos according to Maril Diskin. I don't know, that's a good shaila. Either way, Rav Nemitzal negates the halacha of Maisa nowadays, and he says that Baruch Hashem Yerushalayim, back when the Maril Diskin, I think it was in the 20s and 30s and 1900s, there was 18, maybe late 1800s, it was very early. So how many people are living in Yerushalayim? 200, 300 Jews? Like, Mamish, maybe 1,000. So every 10 years, there's a Purim Meshulash, there probably wasn't even a Bar Mitzvah boy, so maybe every 30 years, there was one kid. We're until Baruch Hashem, there's hundreds of thousands of Yidin living in Yerushalayim, so he says it is Shchiach. It's common enough that we should make a Gzera. I was just thinking, I don't know, is like one, is there, how many kids are, I don't know the stats, like if you have, how many kids are 13 in Yerushalayim right now, and how many kids are going to be bar mitzvah? I don't know. Is it still shliach? But I asked him. I was like pushing on that nekuda, but he didn't budge. He thought lemaisa nowadays you should not rely on the Rav Diskin. I'm sure someone in halacha wants to pass like Rav Diskin even as much as this. I'm curious if there's any bar mitzvah boys. I wouldn't be shocked if you guys found a shofar blower blowing on Shabbos. Which I'm sure you can find a Megillah bar mitzvah boy who's reading the Megillah for himself. Right. So anyway, that's the fascinating psak of the Maral Diskin. But except for that, we have the Shulchan Aruch Seth Beferish, so we've just now ruled out that we can't read it on Shabbos, and we've also ruled out Sunday. So Megillah seems pretty clear. Yom Chamisha Asar Shalos. So Shabbos says the Shulchan Aruch and Koras Megillah B'Shabbos. We've just ruled out, and we know Sunday from Daf Beis is Pashut. Also, you can't read it on Sunday because that would be Tes Zayin. It's already too late. So what do? You read it on Makdimin Lakosa Be'erev Shabbos. Now you read it on Friday. So that is seemingly. That's where it should end, right? That seems pretty simple. And a person is reading it on Friday, you're good, you're bekayim the mitzvah. No. Says the Gemara has another fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Amar Rav. So now we're on Daf Hey Amar Aleph of Megillah. Rav says, Bizmana, when Purim is read in its proper time, Korin Osa Afilu B'yachid. You could read it by yourself. You have a right to read it by yourself, B'yachid, a single person reading it for himself. However, Shelo Bizmana, if you're reading the Megillah not in its proper time, says the Gemara, Rav Asi Omer. Rav says, if you don't read it in its proper time, then you have to read it with 10 people. So, what is Bizmana? Rashi says, we're talking about the people who live on the 14th. That is on each individual to read it. So then, you could read it by yourself. Why? Says Rashi, because when is everybody reading it? There were times where they used to read it, Yodalaf, Yobez, and Gimel. Everybody's reading it on Yodalaf. There's some exceptions of people, the Kfarim, whatever, reading Yodalaf, Yobez, and Gimel. But everybody else is reading in your city, reading it on Yodalaf. So then, if the Tzibor is reading it, says Rashi, then it doesn't matter if you're reading it to yourself, because there already is a Pirsum Aneis from the fact that everybody's reading it. However, what is Shalom Bizmana? Rashi says, Kigon Kfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. If those people had to read earlier, we know the Kfarim, right? That was the Gemara over there said that they're Makdim to the Monday and Thursday before. That's how you get it to Yudal if you're basing your Gimel. So then, in that circumstances, says Rashi, you are not allowed to read it only with Hasar, Deva'in, and Pirsum Anis. You could, you need Pirsum Anis because not everybody's reading it at that time. So then, you should require a minion. Now, Rav Asi says, Bein Bizmana Shalom Bizmana, Be'asar. Rav Asi says, both of them, it's only Din Lechachila. It's only Din Lechachila, and therefore, it should be with 10. So Rav Asi said it was lechachila. Rav apparently is a kula and a chumra. It's the shaylah showing him how to explain. I'm just going to go pashut pshat. It's machloket. We might get back to when we get to the Chazon Ish. But let's just go with the simple reading. Is that Rav held that lechachila or yachid is allowed to read it on yodalid? That there's no reason. Maybe Barov Hamadras Melech with the hidra of general of doing things b'tzibur. But other than that, the yachid is totally allowed the lechachila to read it by himself. However, not on Purim. A chi of 10 is le'ikuva. Not on the proper day of the 14th, it's going to be le'ikuva. Now, what about Rav Asi? Rav Asi seems to say that it's all a din le'chachila. It's not le'ikuva, it's all a din le'chachila. And whether it's the time or not the time, you should have 10 people le'chachila. However, then the Gemara ends off by saying that it happened on Purim 1 year, and Rav was choshesh for Rav Asi. So he was choshesh for Rav Asi, and Rashi says that he made sure to get 10 people to read it with a minyan. That's what Rav did. And the Rambam paskins like this case of Rav, and the Rambam writes that, I'm not going to get into the whole first part of the Rambam, he quotes that the B'gnei HaKfarim, that they don't gather together all the time, you read them on Yom HaKnisa, and then you have the 14th, the 50th, etc. However, then the Rambam writes in Al-Halacha Zayin, if you have the 14th that falls on Sunday, Makdimin v'korin osa b'chamishi shu yom ha-charasar, shir mekayim to the 11th, chal b'shlishi, korin b'sheni shu chom shloshasar, and they can read on the 13th, revik l'shunemasar. So he gives these different scenarios when the Kfarim would read it earlier and read it on the different days of the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. Now the Rambam ends off. V'chol elu, shir makdimin v'korin kodim arbaasar, and korin osa b'pachos masar. Anybody who comes to read it earlier than the 14th, says the Rambam, that line of earlier than the 14th is going to be very crucial, we'll get back to that later. You cannot read it less than 10 people. You cannot read it less than 10 people. So now, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really tell us that halacha because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention reading it before so much, but the Shulchan Aruch does tell you, the Megillah b'yadal b'tesvav, tzarech lachzor achar asara, v'miyashar basara komosom b'yachid, that you should be machmir lechachila, like Rav Asi, to make sure even on a normal year, to be careful to try as best as you can to read it with more than a rabbim, to read it with a tzibor, with 10 people, and if you can't, then you can't read it b'yachid bizmano. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues. The Shulchan Aruch says that Chayav Adam Likros Megillah B'Layla Lachzor Shalos B'Yom. We know the Gemara tells us really it's a Gemara that a person has to read Megillah by nighttime and by daytime. There is a fascinating. The Shari Tshuva quotes from in Siman Taf Resh Pei Zayin. He quotes from the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda thinks that there's fundamentally two different elements to the takana of reading by night and by day. By day, he says, is only a takana derabanan, and by night is only a takana derabanan, and by day is a divrei kabbalah. You're gonna ask me what's the difference? I don't know the difference besides divrei kabbalah and din derabanan. Aren't they both divrei kabbalahs from earlier sources, Nevi'im? But what's the difference between divrei kabbalah and din derabanan? Are they both from the rabbis and not from a deraisa? So the answer is that divrei kabbalah is much more strong. Divrei kabbalah, according to many Rishonim and Poskim, is really viewed as like a deraisa a little bit for certain halachas. We treat it very seriously. For example, if a person is not sure if he did a deraisa, so what's the concept? Safek. Safek deraisa l'gumra. So if I'm not sure if I shook a lulav on day one, not this year on Shabbos, but every other year, I'm not sure if I shook a lulav, what's the halacha? I have to go back and shake the lulav again because I'm not sure I did a mitzvah deraisa. I'm not sure I said kriyat shema. To go back and say kriyat shema again. So that's the din of safek deraisa l'gumra. What about derabanan? We say safek derabanan. L'kula. So if I'm not sure if I did a normal din derabanan, I don't have a chiyuv to go back and do it again. What about this halacha? So the halacha over here by Purim is fascinating. The Purim, so it's really considered divrei kabbalah according to any poskim, and since it's divrei kabbalah, that is actually more like the din d'oraisa. And if a person is not sure if he did Megillah, so we say divrei kabbalah is also l'chumra, according to many poskim. So the Yudah wants to mechalik between the nighttime meeting and the daytime meeting for this halacha as well. That the nighttime meeting is a takana d'rabbanan, and the daytime meeting is only is a takana d'rabbanan. The daytime meeting is much stronger. It's divrei kabbalah. It's much more chamar, and you have to be more machmir with it. So, okay, that's fine. That's by night and by day. Does that have any ramifications for us? This? The answer is yes. Because the question that we have to fundamentally ask ourselves is, this year, when we're reading Megillah, everybody who's reading Yadalit is great. Shalom Yisrael, those who don't live in Yerushalayim. Those like us, Baruch Hashem, Zochet, to be in Yerushalayim, Mirakodesh, this year, Be'ez Hashem. So what do? We're reading on the 14th. What is the function of us reading on the 14th? Are we doing it, Miksum Gzera Derabba, so it's a kind of Derabbanan, so we're reading it, Takana Derabbanan to read on the 14th? Or is it still the Ikar Takana Divrei Kabbalah, the much stronger Divrei Kabbalah? And there really is two major nafkaminas that come out with this. Two major nafkaminas. One is Safek. Okay, that's less common though. You know, very often there's a person not sure if he heard the Megillah. Like, well, Chayav Yishlam Esume hopefully is after Shachar. So, that's all halacha is about how much you have to hear. But we're saying, Batsam, you're right. Maybe if you're not sure if it was ma'akib or not, I hear that'd be an afkamina. But a much more pertinent, much more bigger halacha is we just had that whole Gemara about Rav. Rav just told us on Daf Heyam and Aleph, Rav had that whole halacha that if you're not reading it bizmano, what's the halacha? If I'm not reading it at the right time, I need a sara li'ikuva. So if I'm not reading it with 10, and it's not bizmano, it's not considered the halacha of bizmano, then Batsam, I have a chiyuv to go after 10 people. This is extremely nogea for women. All the time. What happens is usually on a normal year, Baruch Hashem, they're watching the children. When they have little children, they're watching them because they both have the hair. So the husband will go to davening, and then he'll have the wife will go with a few other friends, and someone will lay in Megillah again, or the shul will lay in it again. So we'll get into the woman having 10. Are they considered tzibur? But forget about that for right now. Let's assume that they don't even have 10 women, so they'll usually have. So a lot of times they don't. They'll have like 4, 5, 6 women who are hearing the Kriyas Megillah. So, are they allowed to do that this year in Yerushalayim? It's again for hundreds of thousands of women this year. Everybody lives in Yerushalayim. Are they allowed to do that this year? Are they allowed to hear the Megillah Shel Vasara? So the Kuntres Yemei Purim, Chip is up front, it was a massive goal. The more I see his writing, the more he has a whole chakira. I'm not sure one paragraph, it's like 8 pages long. I was going through the whole thing. It's a different stadium going back and forth. Beautiful chakira, this halach, this chakira, about what is the nature of reading Megillah this year. And he quotes a Turei Evin, who seems to be, the Turei Evin by the Shagat Sarieh, he seems to be understanding, based on Rashi over there that talks about that Gemara, about moving it from Yadal to Yod Gimel, that it really is considered Shalob Ismana. And which case the ramifications would be those two nafkamins that we mentioned about a suffix, and more importantly for us, is that anyone who, and also not just women, people reading in the hospitals, you know, that was always the right thing. You go to the hospital, people go Shar Tzedek, but anyone who's not able to go here with the minion, older people, especially your corona, people aren't going to want to go to shul necessarily. A lot of people want to hear piyachid. So all those people, are they allowed to do that? According to the Turei Evin that the Rashi brings, quotes, no, it is not. It's considered a din derabanan, and it's a din derabanan, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. Let Pagos Masara. However, if Tzipes Achfrank has different rayas, he comes out, he thinks Pashut, you would be allowed to based on the Chakira. That was his Chakira, and that's how he came out with with the understanding that really it is Divrei Kabbalah still. It's not etzem a new takana, is that part and parcel of the original takana. The assumption is the part and parcel of the original takana of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah when they're Masakin, when they accepted the Yom Tov of Purim, when they accepted the Chag of Purim, they accepted that on Shabbos they weren't going to do it. Rabbah just introduces that halacha, but it wasn't Rabbah who made this takana. It was way earlier, and he etzem has proofs that he thinks it was a takana of the original takana to read it on Friday in a year like this year. In which case, Agav, I was just thinking maybe that completely disagrees with the Maral Diskin then. Right? Because then maybe Etzim really is no Takana according to Tzibes HaFrank, that will be a Chumrah. Meaning that Bar Mitzvah is just, he just, like any guy who's Bar Mitzvah a week later, according to this Tzibes HaFrank, maybe, I'm not, he doesn't say this, but I'm just adding, maybe he'll say Etzim you just missed the Mitzvah because the Mitzvah is on Yidal this year. Because that would be a Chumrah on the other end that you wouldn't be allowed, the Bar Mitzvah wouldn't be allowed to read it on Shabbos. Meaning Divrei Kabbalah, you're saying. According to Rav Yitzchak, it still has the din of Divrei Kabbalah. Yeah, no, Divrei Kabbalah would be that you don't need, that it's really part of the Ikar Takana. It's more Machman in a case of Safek. No, it's like the din of Daraisa that we mentioned about Safek, but it's more Makil that when it's Bismano, it's considered Bismano still. It's still called Bismano. Divrei Kabbalah Bismano, it's still considered reading in the appropriate time, in which case you don't need 10. So it's a Kula and a Chumrah. It has a Kula, it's a Chumrah that it's considered Iker Takana. That's going to be a Chumrah that you have to be more Machmir if you're Safik about reading it, etc. However, if you're reading it, Lo Basara, or Tzibay Zabrain, think that would be okay. It's fascinating. We have a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah talks about this case. In Tzibay Tav Reish Tzadik, in Tzif Kadon Salmech Aleph, in discussing that Shulchan Aruch over there, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and we'll just skip already down to the second last line, that when the 15th will fall out on Shabbos, as it does this year. Aga, by the way, the 14th, the way our calendar works out, the Rosh Hashanah already pointed this out, can never fall out on Shabbos. When we have a set calendar by Hillel, everything, Yudalad can never fall out on Shabbos. So this halacha is only for those who live in Yerushalayim. Baruch Hashem, Zohar this halacha. Mishnah Berurah says, if the 15th falls out on Shabbos, Tzrichin hamukafin lahaktim v'lekroso be'erev Shabbos, k'di isav v'sham v'sevavav, very good, that was Sivav we saw, says the Mishnah Berurah, Bevadai tsarich lekabetz asara lekroso. You definitely require 10. Uvezeh ve'od chamer yoser. Not only that, meaning he talks about a regular year. The Shulchan Aruch said that you shtadal, you should be very machmir to try your best to have a bidin. So it says the Mishnah Berurah that for sure on a year like we have this year where Shabbos is going to be tesvav, that those who live in Yerushalayim have to be machmir to make sure to get 10. Then the Mishnah Berurah throws a big Chumra over here. Chamer Yoser di Ileka Asara lo Yevarcho Mekavin Aleha. Mishnah Berurah is choshesh for that other shita. Ad Kedei Kach, that he says, if you do not have a minyan, do not say brachos. Because maybe you really are not Yotze. You should read Megillah for sure, because maybe we don't know like that shita. He thinks it's a suffix. But somebody takes that suffix so strongly that he says not to make a bracha if you're reading with less than 10 people. Wow. Says the Sharet Ziyot, because it's Mukhak and Gemara, that it's considered Shalom Bismana. He says, at the end of the day, whenever we say you're being mocked in the day that you're supposed to be reading, he thinks that's called Shalom Bismana. That's like the other side, like the Turi Evan, against the way that Rav Tzipi Pesach Frank wanted to learn a sugya. And therefore, it's not considered reading a Bismano, and then the halacha of Rav kicks in, and Rav holds that if you don't have a Sarah, you're not allowed to read the Megillah. Wow. So that is, he cuts it from the Pre-Chadash in the Shaar Tzion, he quotes from Pre-Chadash, that's it, that's where it comes. So, with that Chumrah, we have just given the woman this year a lot of problems right now. That is gonna be problematic. We have, what are we gonna do? So, first Kula. Yitzchak Yikari, the Mishnah Berurah over there. Yitzchak Yikari from Reiner of Avener of Nemtzal Shlita. And his art, the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkat Nesamech Aleph, he quotes in his Mishnah Berurah, his first Kula. Yesh Omrim, Deim Yesh Minyan, Echad, Be'ir, Kvar Yecholim Ashar, Likor B'Bracha. His first Kula is that if there was a city like Yerushalayim, you probably have thousands of Minyanim that have read the Megillah. So as long as you know that someone read the Megillah after Tzeisak V'Chavim, now you can go ahead and read it by yourself. You don't have a Chiyav to get a Tzibur anymore. So why? Where is the Nemtzal getting this from? Why should that be? Let's say they read the Tzibur. Yeah. There was a minion. Let's just say there was one minion. Let's say a small town. Small Mukavin town, and that minion already died. So now, can I read it B'yachid? Rav Nevinzal thinks that would be okay. Why is that? So, there's a Rabbah. The Ramah on that halacha in a normal year. So we're going to see, does this extend or not? That's a question, but this is where the Rav Nevinzal is coming from. The Ramah says, in Siman Tav Reish Tzadik, the Ramah writes, Im karu osa b'tzibor, if they read the Megillah b'tzibor, v'eze yachid lo shama, so a person, whatever, he's in the hospital, he's not able to read it, says the Ramah, yachol likros afilo lechatchila b'yachid, you could read it even lechatchila by yourself. Ho'il v'korin osa be'osa ir basara. Since in that city, they already read it with 10 people. So the Rama understands that etzem, if there was a tzibur that read it, that lechadchila, I no longer have a chiyuv to go out of my way to go find a minyan. Why is that? So Kaf HaChaim explains, based on the Orchas Chaim, the Beis Yosef, that he writes that at the end of the day, he writes that we have a concept that Mevatlin Talmud Torah even for tzibur, so why don't the Mevatlil, why does everybody come and make this guy's minyan? Because that's when the shibur mitzvin lefana. Masha'inkinacha, karos eloma chinon le'etzer b'tzibur, because you had kevan sha'ayah, with the very first line, kevan sha'ayah v'ir pirsum. Already was, what was the whole inyan that Rashi said? What was the whole reason when I read it on Yadalit, I don't need a minyan? Because there's what? Pirsum anisa, very good. So now, if I already had the pirsum anisa from a tzibur, a whole group of people read it, that's pirsum anis. So then me, Be'etzim, I don't need that. The Pirsum HaNis was Mekayim through the Tzibur. All of us collectively did Pirsum HaNis when that one minion, it's kind of like a Chovas HaTzibur to have this minion. Like we know that Kriyas HaTorah is all shy, like Kriyas HaTorah is the Chovas HaTzibur, because Yachid, we all the Chovas HaTzibur really. That the Tzibur has a Chiyav on every Shabbos to read the Leni. It's on the Tzibur. It's not on every individual person, but the Tzibur as a group, everyone has to do it. So the Ramah seemingly saying something similar to that over here when it comes to the Halakha of Purim, of reading it Pasara, there needs to be a minion. Once that one minion reads, says the Ramah, then I'm ready, everyone's Yotzi Pirsum HaNis, and then we're talking about a normal year. So then what comes out is that a Yachid Lechatchila is allowed to read it by himself. So this is just to point out, this Ramah is talking about on a regular year where you're Dalit. We're just, you're Dalit. Is there Indian Lechatchila? Should the guy try to get 10 people come to his house and read for him if he's not able to go to shul for a reason? So the Ramah says, no, there's no need to do that. That is how the Kaf HaChaim understands the Ramah. However, the Mishnah Berurah throws away this Raya. Because again, this Ramah then would be seemingly... meaning, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention this specific case, but maybe the Mishnah Berurah would agree to this. It seems to me the Mishnah Berurah would not agree with this talk, because Mishnah Berurah writes that when the Yachid Korah is explaining that Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hainu b'makum di'iyashar l'kabit asara. He completely negates the Ramah's lechatchila, is like where you can't do it. So that means that really, Batsim, you should be getting 10, even where there wasn't a minyan. So then, according to that Mishnah Berurah, what happens on a normal year, on a special year, where Tezvav is going to fall on Shabbos and I'm reading it early, maybe the Ramah would say that you have a chiyuv to read it with 10 people, because he really does say you should do it normally on a lechatchila year. So, according to Rav Nevinsal, you have a raya from the Ramah only with the Kaf HaChaim's understanding, and I think Hotel Yerav also, that goes with that. Did everyone get how with Mishnah Berurah? Did you get the cheshbon why Mishnah Berurah seemingly would not be a raya, the way Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Ramah would not be a raya for Rav Nevinsal?
Chola seems a little different. It's chola. You can't
do it. It's 20. Right. No, so the question is, when push comes to shove, you got to say it with a bracha, though.
So Mishnah Berurah is only where you can't get
that? Right. No. Okay, but everyone agrees, meaning that Ramah's lashon was lechatchila. You can read it now.
Oh, even if you could get it.
Right, that's the shaila. That's Mishnah Berurah. They like completely negate the Ramah's lashon and say that it didn't really mean that, and really you should always be getting asara. In which case, that throws away Rav Nevinsal's raya. That's a good question. Meaning the pashas of the Ramah is like Ramah, yeah. I don't know. I thought it was very interesting. He says, "Hani b'akom di'ashal kabbet asar." Is he coming? The Chori's not disagreeing with the Ramah. I mean, he quotes the Lavush. I'm getting from the Lavush. I didn't see if the Lavush wants to explain. I thought he was just explaining the Ramah. I thought it was the Rapunzel Mishnah Berurah explaining the Ramah. But I thought so. Yeah, that'd be a very big difference. Either way, though, meaning not of Shach. If he's right, it would still be the Mishnah Berurah that she taught. So the Mishnah Berurah would be consistent. In which case, if you're gonna be machir Mishnah Berurah, then you still really shouldn't say bracha. So meaning monoshach. Even either he's arguing on the Ramah or he's explaining the Ramah. And either way he cites it, he's still saying at the end of the day, on a normal year, you have to do everything you can to try to get a sar.
Maybe because
Rav was chosesh
for the other
thing. Very good. So yes. So Rav was, but then at the end of the day, we're gonna get back to that. Rishon explained the Gemara like that. In which case, when it's not, when it's Shalob is mano, maybe that would only be like Lechatchila also, potentially. Like Ravasi, even the Kula, let's say. So that's very important. So that's Kula number one from the Yitzchak Yikari from Rav Nevinsal. Rav Nevinsal has another Ara. He writes that at the end of the day, he argues, he quotes a Psak now against the Mishnah Berurah. He says that if the 15th falls on a Shabbos, that the 14th is considered Zmana. And the Rambam and Rav Nevinsal brings a Raya from the Rambam. Let's go back to our sources on page one. What's he bringing from the Rambam? The Rambam said, what did the Rambam write? That anyone who's reading it, Kol Elu, that's why I said we're going to remember that line. Kol Elu, Shemakdimin Vekorin, Kodem Arbaasar. What do you mean Kol Elu? Kol Elu L'chora is including the people who read on the 15th. If they read before the 14th, meaning they read it on the 13th. If they read it, that's a deal, the Rambam, that really, it's referring to those.
I thought maybe you could argue, you could say maybe he's only talking about the people on the 14th. Kol Elu, those who read on the 14th, anytime they read before the 14th, not talking about the Krachim Magam Chova. L'chor the Rambam is talking about everybody. Kol Elu. Sounds like he's going to be grouping everybody together. I don't know. The Chazon Ish, we'll get into the Chazon Ish, seems to, before my Raya a little bit, but Lamaisa, that's my question on Rabbi Yonatan's Raya, but that's how he seems to have Pashut, that the Rambam would understand, that that's still considered Bizmana. That's considered Bizmano, in which case, according to the Rambam, according to Rav Nevinsal, then that's considered Bizmano, then you would definitely be allowed to read with the Minyan.
Is it called Chomer for the 15th? If the 15th is on the 14th, is that all?
Right, so maybe that's where it's coming from. That's him still Bizmano, Yadala. I think someone wanted to tie to that. Very good. I think those are Harm explaining why it should be Bizmano. And the Lamdas by Bizmano, it's still because Yadala was always a Takana. That was always a Dir. As opposed to reading a Gimel Yabez and Yadala that never had an Etzim Shame Takana. That's why there's a Dirk in Rashi that says explicitly when Yadala people, when in time Makadish al Re'iyah, and they were reading on Shabbos on Yadgimel, on Yadala, and they had to read on Friday, Rashi says pretty explicitly that's called Shalom Bizmano. I didn't get it this. When I brought it up, I think Rav Tzipras Aharon deals with that Rashi. He says there's a fundamental difference between Yadalit to Yadgimel and Tesvav to Yadalit. Very similar to what you're saying. That when Yadalit fell out on Shabbos, in the time where it used to be able to fall on Shabbos, and they would read on Yadgimel, that's a different day. When we're reading on Tesvav, reading Yadalit, we're always Shayach to Yadalit. We're always Shayach to the day before. There's always Purim and Shushan Purim. Right? The Ramad writes, you should do a Sunan on both days. Like, we still have that big Indian of Yadalit. Yadalit is still a big Indian for those who don't even live in a walled city. And vice versa also. Those who live in Yadalit, they also, they're Shushan Purim. You know, we're more Machmer and Shushan Purim.
So said there's no takana for the 13th, but didn't we say
that? No, yes, there is a takana, but I'm saying it's not a day which was set to read Megillah. That's what I mean.
Oh, it's just because, like...
Right, the B'nai Kfarim needed it, right? Yeah, it wasn't a day set, like, Yadalit... Exactly, Yadalit is a day that's set in stone that everybody should be reading Megillah. So when you're... Exactly, it's in the Pasuk Mamish. So then, according to that, then you should be able to read it on that point. So that's how the Rav Nevinsal quotes, and he actually quotes it from V'chein Pasuk Admor, Be'alichot Shomei quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's one of the very few times. Rav Shlomo Zalman was very... I mean, in Chazon Ish, everyone likes to say the Chazon Ish always argued on Mishnah Berurah. He argues a lot, like what we would call a lot, but still, if you think about the thousands and thousands of psakim of Mishnah Berurah, it's still very little. Is that so? But he would be more free to argue. Rosh Hashanah was much more confident. Rosh Hashanah was very, very infrequently argue on Mishnah Berurah. Here is one of those examples. He argues on the psak of Mishnah Berurah. It says the halicha shalom parech chavalef im ena yachalikros basara korah biyachidus bebracha against the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. However, he does continue. He does say lechatchila vade bedakter chor basara. So he says, definitely try your best to read it by Sara, and this year especially, Vigama Nushin, Afsha Bechol Hashem Imal Kirkosa Biyud. So he says every year they don't, you know, they have the husband comes on, someone reads it for them. Still this year, Dafka Bishana Zuma, Dakti Mekach, they try to be Machabit to your Basara, Mikomakam Ivatha Rav Sarvina, but he does says, a middle level is that, that's why I didn't want to get so much, but do 10 Nushim count for Pisuma Nisa for this point? That's a Shailan they're showing him.
So.
What?
Well, I think Rabbi said no. Oh, it depends why they gather.
Shandra
says depends why they gather.
Right, no, I'm saying the Etzem. So, like, yeah, not meaning mitzvah this year. Like, can you count it? But that would still be a level up. I think everyone would agree with that. You're hopping more shitas. Where Maisa Rechoshish for the Ramar seems to say that it's not Bitzibur. The Lacha saying the Brach at the end. But Lamaisa, it's definitely better, though. It's a step up. Meaning the best thing a woman could do this year is to hear it with 10 men. If she can't hear it with 10 men, then to hear 10 women is better than reading it herself, than having not 10 women. No, I'm saying I don't think it would help. Maisa, you still, it would be 10 men or yeah. So, Lamaisa, those are the two options for the woman. The best thing is to read it with 10 men this year, even though it might be very hard, figure it out. And the second thing is that if she could read it with 10 women, that'd be the second step up. The Chazon Ish also argues on the Psak of Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish says that there are, I think it was four reasons, we'll just go through three of the reasons why you can't be Makel this year. The Chazon Ish writes, he says the first is that he quotes this is what you're talking about in that Gemara over there, that Rashi and the Ravid and the Bala Maor and the Rush, they all say that 10 is a din. Rav Asi said that the whole thing was lechachila, and Rav was chosher Rav Asi. Maybe he even meant he just the whole thing. He went back on it and he said really this whole thing is lechachila. So they all held that Be'etzim this whole thing is lechachila. So they would agree for sure. Then you can read with the bracha. Then if it's only lechachila, again you should try your best to do it with 10. But if you can't, for sure you could still read it with a mitzvah, full fledged mitzvah, and being yotze. That's the first. Then he quotes the Rambam. He says that Rambam, that the Rav Nevinsal's diak also. The Chazon Ish quotes this raya from Rav Nevinsal, I don't know if he read it in the Chazon Ish, by the way, Rav Nevinsal saw it in the Rambam, and Rav Chazon Ish also saw this diak in the Rambam, and he says clearly that this is still talking about reading it, Shalob, it's still considered Bizmano, and he points out, against my point, is that it's referring to all days, Yadalit and Tezvav. He's clearly talking about everybody. So therefore, and everybody knows about it. Oh, this was the Sfar, that's what you're saying. This was this from the Chazon Ish. They're all the olam. Ve'im zegam ke mechal shlo bezmano. Le'ayit zechad mar halacha b'lashon elu korin kodim yedalad. He makes it one big thing that everybody reading before yedalad. The Rambam should explain differently if he really meant that those who are reading on tetvav should also have that din. That it's not considered reading shlo bezmano. The fact that he couples it together, it's a clear diuk, says the Chazon Ish in the Rambam. And the one more haray is he also makes Ramban's other point that the Ramah says. Yachid, who wasn't able to hear the Megillah, as long as the Tzibor had said the Megillah, then you can be Mekel. So then again, then he points out that now we'll throw away every Raya, everyone in Yerushalayim. There's thousands of minyanim reading it. So your yotze appears to Manisa through them, and then the woman can read it biyachid. So there's a lot of reasons to be Mekel. Okay, so just the last 5 or 10 minutes of the shir to wrap up over here. I want to, so that was part one. Part one of this year, we've just finished Megillah. So we finished one of the Dalet Mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem. We finished Megillah, so the Etzem, we had a Shaila, when can Megillah be read? We came out clearly, V'lo Yavor taught us, you cannot read it on Sunday, so when can you read it? Shabbos, note, that was Dira Durabba, and then we fundamentally had this big Chakir that lasted the rest of the time, was, is it fundamentally reading on the Bezmano, or Shalom Bezmano, is the real Etzem still part of the Anjik Nesek Dol Takana, is it not? And then we had the different Nafkaminas, the major one being this year, do you have to read it with 10 people or not? Mishnah Berurah, Choshesh that you do. Mishnah Berurah, Choshesh is considered Shalom Bezmano, and therefore you have to read it with 10 people, and if you don't, you don't even say a bracha. Ad kidikach, Rav Nevinsal, the Chazon Ish, and Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman, all say not that way. They all say that even Biyachid this year, again, Rav Shlomo Zalman, even going against the Mishnah Berurah, I feel like he was like pachad saying this, but even when he did go against, he said, Bevade, this year, the woman try as best as they can to try to hear it with 10 people, because we are choshish for it as best as we can, but again, when push comes to shove, if a woman is stuck, you could still say a bracha at that point, and biyotze the Kriyas Megillah. Good. So we finished part one of the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Part two, we'll finish this in the next 5 or 10 minutes, is what? So Halacha Maisa, we have Rav Nevinsal, Shlomo Zalman, and Chazon Ish. I think, Lechora, we would say the bracha, yeah, biyachid. Yeah. If they need to, yeah. If they needed to, say biyachid, that they would say, again, you have also a Ramah, that's a really big sniffle kula. The Ramah's idea that you could say it afterwards and still consider the Pursimim was still done. Even everyone would agree, even on Shalom's mind, to read it like that. Then again, I think that the
Pursimim is only on the Tzibor, or it's also on the Yachid.
So that's a great question. According to Ramah, clearly it's a Tzibor din. That's why I compared it to Kriyas Torah, that it's like a Tzibor din. Everyone, like, we have a Chiyuv to make a Pursimim Nisa. And then individually after that, everyone was Mekayim, whatever Pursimim Nisa that meant. And then I could read it even individually. That'd be interesting. Like, just argue on the Ramah, you're saying. And a chanami, I'm sure. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Like usually, like that's like saying like compared to like you can't say kedusha with less than 10 people. So okay, they had a meeting over here. I'm davening an hour later. I could say kedusha over here by myself because there was a tzibur that said it. It's a big chiddush. I mean, it's an extension of he's analyzing the tama davar and saying that that's the reason. So it's a big chiddush and a chanami. I think it's a very big chiddush. So that is the I think the halachah myself sock again. We the achronim seem to disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. We have Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Chazon Ish, the Gedolei Aposkim in Eretz Yisrael, where they're again the Modasas over here in Yerushalayim, Shari Chesed. You know, we have Rosh Hashanah Zalman who says clearly you're allowed to say a bit bracha even with the yachid. Okay, now what about Matanos La'aniyim? So now we have a halacha that seems to be pretty clear as well. Rav Yosef says. Rav Yosef explained, the Gemara says, my time of what was the reason, going back to that Gemara, the Gemara asks, why can't we read Megillah on Shabbos? So the Gemara gave a first answer of Gzir the Rabbah. Then we have Rav Yosef give a second answer. Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef Amar Bnei She'enayim Sha'aniyim Nesuas B'mikra Megillah. Because the people, the Aniyim, what do? They expect to come and get their money. Says Rashi, L'kava Matanos Avyonim V'iyach Shabbos. You're going to read the Megillah on Shabbos. They're not going to have any money. And that's the whole part of the Iker of Nes Purim is to be marbe and stuck. And this, I thought this was like a fascinating psak that Rav Yosef is giving. He's saying we're okay the whole mitzvah. It seems to be like, that's the shayla. Is he arguing it or not? Just adding another reason. But he's still, as I'm saying, a fundamental reason why Chazal were okay the takana was because the Aniyim weren't going to get their money. Meaning, how careful we have to be with giving tzedakah.
Also, carrying the Megillah. Someone might come, one person might.
Right, in a Hanami, we're careful for that Yachid also, but I'm saying, yeah, but we're saying, okay, the whole mitzvah just for, yeah, it's a similar thing, but to, you're right, for the one guy who's making a Vera, but for the, also for those who need the money, for the Aniyim, for Matanos Avinu, we see him, but also point out how part and parcel Iker the other day. People get lost in the Mishloach Manos. It's Beferish and Rambam. That is very that Matanos Avinim come before. You spend $5 on your on Mishloach Manos, you spend five times as much on Matanos Avinim. Whatever you're doing on Mishloach Manos, you do, Rino always like tries to make a point by saying, give your breakfast to your friend. He's making a point. He's trying to tell you that the whole acre of the day is to give Matanos Avinim. People go all out on the Mishloach Manos, they'll give like $20 to Matanos Avinim. They spend hundreds of dollars on Mishloach Manos. It's not the point. It's like the Rambam says, Beferish. You should give Matanos Avinim. Either way,
so, for buying,
but
it's not.
Right, Mikra, that's your parents you should be able to give. So the Gemara says, so then the Gemara now says, Taina mehachi alpesh amr kfar makdim liyom haknisa, govin bo bayom machalke bo bayom. This Taina is very important. That even though the kfarim read on the earlier Monday, and let's say Yadalf, your basic gibble, they read on those days, you still give, you machalke bo bayom, you give out the matanos avionim on that day. So the Gemara's lashon, what do you mean, afapi? That even though, that should be v'chein, right? Because, right? It should be because of the fact that the aniyim are waiting for Mikra Megillah. They know that when you're reading Megillah, that's when they should come for the tzedakah money. So you're going to read earlier, then that's when you should give the matanos avinim. So the Gemara says, Adra b'shum d'amreho. That's the lashon. It should say, Meshum d'amreho. It should be that the fact that because they said that you should read the Megillah earlier, that's when you should give your money. Since the kfar makdim l'maknisa, govin bobayom mechalkin bobayom, neshe aniyim shaniyim nesus b'mikra Megillah. So they fixed the brisa to amend it to line up with the Rabbi Yosef, that because the aniyim are waiting for your money, then you do it on the day we give it to Mikra Megillah. Aval simcha eino agas ela bizman. However, simcha should be done on its proper day. We're going to get to that in Mirza next year, is what do you do with the halacha of simcha? What do you do with simcha? When do you do have the Suda's Purim? That'll be next year. So now that so far is what we have from the halacha of the din of Matanos Avionim. So now we have the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch writes clearly that on the day of the 15th, Shechalios b'Shabbos in Korn Megillah b'Shabbos, you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. El Makdim l'Kros of Erev Shabbos. Read it on Erev Shabbos. V'Govin Maos Matanos Aniyim Mechalkinos Obo Bayom Uviyom Hashabbos Motzir Shtei Vadim Zekorim V'Bamalek Rome Al Nisim V'Inos Insuras Purim Ela Yom Echad b'Shabbos. So that is what we do on a normal year. On a normal year, we go ahead and we I skipped the whole thing. Going back to the Gemara, I meant to go to the other Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yom Chamisha Asher Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Inkor Megillah B'Shabbos, back to page 4. The second Maram will come on page 4. That Inkor Megillah B'Shabbos, Al-Makdim Le'Krosa B'Erev Shabbos, V'Govin Maos, Matanos Le'Mil Chalkin Oso Bo Bayom. You give the Matanos Le'Vionim on Friday. You give the Matanos Le'Vionim on Friday. That is the pretty clear psak in Shulchan Aruch. It seems to be a fairish from that Gemara. However, there's always something. So there's a Rabbeinu Ephraim, quoted by the Baal Maor, and he has a fascinating idea. I'm not exactly sure how he got to his psak, but the Baal Maor wants to taina that the whole ikur of the whole idea of giving matanos le'evyonim is that they should have something to eat for the Suda. And therefore, ho'evenem shalaniyim nosa le'mikra Megillah kedei l'chalik maos le'evyonim en konosa ela bizmana. So he says, what do you mean? Kama Gemara, Varma Pufkar, Makdim, Yom HaKnisa, Goven Baba, Yom HaKnisa, Baba, Yom HaKnisa, Nosa, Zemekar Megillah. So Rabbeinu Ephraim says, Omar Bizman Azeh, Shishol, Mishrim, Bedukte, Adios, Iyavina, Lo, Ben, Adab, Yadav, 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 Azle, Ba'achli, Lo, Biyom HaHu, Vesimchas, Purim, Eno, Agas, El, Bizman, Abad, La, Simcha. So the idea was, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the money had to be used towards the Simchas Purim. So that means that they had to have the money, enough money to be given for that specific day, but when you give it to them on that day, if they weren't able to have it on Purim itself, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's what came out according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. So therefore, there are chodim that quote this Rabbeinu Ephraim different context. Like if let's say you give it the night before, are you to use it the next day? And he used it already. Stuff like that. Are you mekayim the mitzvah at all? So that lechora is a shaila based on this Rabbeinu Ephraim. We seem to be machmir. So on this year, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, then. So you can't give Matanos Avinim on Shabbos because it's Shabbos, but Lamaisa Be'etzim, the money should be used for the Simcha of Purim. So if you hold the Simcha on Shabbos, the Simcha on Sunday, you're still giving to the money on Friday, so what do you do? Like, you're kind of stuck. Like, he needs to have that money. So I saw someone, one of the Tamil Chacham, I spoke to the Sugya with in Netzach, one of the Kol of Reichim over there. I think it's actually the Rosh Kollel there. He told me a Chiddush. He said, this year, it should be another Chumrah that you should give extra money. That even if he uses it all on Friday, that means he should have enough for Shabbos Suda, because we're going to see those who hold that the Simcha is really bad on Shabbos. The Iker Suda should be on Shabbos this year. And there are those who, the mainstream Shita in Shulchan Aruch, is that you should have the Suda on Sunday. So you have to give enough money that you should have enough till Sunday. So you really have to give him extra this year. So he says a chumrah that you should give extra matanos levinim this year to make sure he has enough for his suda even on Sunday. So that is We're done. We have accomplished two of the main halachas of the day with regards to the halachas of Chamisha Asar that comes out on Shabbos with the lad. So now we'll pick up. I guess we'll stop over here. This is part one. We'll pick up with tomorrow. Next time we give the shir, we'll pick up with the halachas of Big Day Shabbos. We know Big Day Shabbos is supposed to be on Purim. When do you wear Big Day Shabbos this year? Do you wear them Friday, Sunday? So when do you do Big Day Shabbos? That's going to be a fascinating deal. And then also, when do you say Al Nisim? We discussed Mikra Megillah. So when should you say Al Nisim? That's a fascinating shaila that comes up. That's going to come up here to Shem also. And then also, we will then we'll go up to what happens on actual Shabbos. Then we'll on for there. Okay. So we finished. Now it's halfway. Probably three parts here. So we'll have Mitzvah Shem next year and one after that. Okay.